Some good news coming out of Cambridge Stud in New Zealand this week, and they are delighted to be involved in the purchase of the exciting UK sprinter, Hello Yume Zayn. Henry Plumtree from Cambridge joining us on the show this morning. Hi, Henry.
Morning, Joe.
Nice to be touching base with you amidst some better news. Of course, last time we spoke to you, we talked about the ill-fated Roaring Lion and the tragedy there, but some better news this week for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the picture with us is that we, you know, you have to absorb something of the magnitude of Roaring Lion, and you can either sort of sit in the corner and, you know, think how unfair everything is, or you can actually get up and get going again and try and find something to replace him. We're not going to be able to replace him, Joe, because he had a pretty special pedigree, pretty interesting pedigree, and he was obviously a very special horse. But, you know, we weren't exactly looking this year. We were definitely planning to get another horse for next year. But this horse was put on our radar by our racing manager, Jason Smith, when he won the Haydock Group 1, Haydock Park Sprint. And within a week of him putting the horse in front of us, Nico de Chambeau rang from Etraham and said, would we be interested in being a partner in a buyout of the horse because the owner wanted to sell? And we put a value on him, and we basically said, well, this is what we think the horse is worth, and we were told what they wanted, and it was pretty much a match, so we went ahead with it. I think the principal reason that we did it this year was that the horse is a seven-start horse. Hopefully he's got a whole year in front of him next year. And the exciting thing for us is that he is a Group 1 winner and he won a group race as a two-year-old. But he's got next season ahead of him where he can take place in those signature sprints in England and hopefully enhance his value.
Mm. Yes, it was officially announced that he will race on next year as you'd expect. And that will be with his current trainer, Kevin Ryan, Henry?
Yeah. We spoke to Kevin Ryan. I spoke to Kevin Ryan about 10 days ago and had a really good chat to him about the horse. I mean, obviously, he's a massive fan, and he was delighted to be able to keep the horse in training. And, you know, it's pretty exciting for him as well. He said that the horse is still quite mentally backward. I don't know whether you saw the Commonwealth Cup at Ascot, but he was in the barriers quite a long time and he played up a bit in the barriers and subsequently missed the start by a couple of lengths. Those sort of things, Kevin obviously wanted to get ironed out, and he said he will be, when he's mentally mature, he said he'll be you know, serious horse next year. So he's pretty excited about it.
Yeah, considering the barrier mishap there, he was still a game third in that race, and he, of course, also recently won the Haydock Sprint Cup at Group 1 over 1,200 metres, and has shown to the audiences there in racing that he's a very good horse, capable of possibly doing better things. So that next racing year for him, as you say, is going to be absolutely paramount in building perception around him and subsequent value.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, it's really underpinning his value. I mean, if we have a stud value in mind, if he, hopefully it won't happen, but if he broke down tomorrow, we could stand him at 15 grand here, which is pretty good for a Group 1 winner out of there, but hopefully he's going to enhance his value and run on for us next year. And those races are, in UK terms, those races like the July Cup and the Diamond Jubilee, they are stallion-making races. Mm. So, no, it's very exciting to be part of the Etraham group again. We've got SF Bloodstock from New York in there with Gavin Murphy as well, who are all partners with us in Almanzor. So it's really nice to be able to repeat the process.
And his pedigree, Henry, is of course very relevant and influential in this part of the world.
Well, it doesn't get much better than Dane Hill, Invincible Spirit, and Shamadal, really. His mother's by Shamadal. Kodiak's a half-brother to Invincible Spirit. Started life as a stallion, I think, at about €5,000, and he currently stands at €65,000. So he's obviously a pretty serious stallion, Joe. No, I think it's very relevant, particularly with our biggest customer, which is Australia. You know, I think it's very relevant for us to be having a horse in New Zealand where we can provide an alternative to the Hunter Valley in terms of getting people interested in a horse that's got just as good a pedigree and hopefully he's going to have an outstanding race record when he retires.
And also, as he continues to race on, Henry, he will carry alternately the colours of Cambridge and also Etraham?
He's going to carry Etraham's colours next week in the champion sprint at Ascot. And then it'll basically be turn and turn about. So we will get the next one. And if he runs at Royal Ascot next year, it'll be in the Cambridge Stud colours. And that's how we're going to work it. Etraham have their own colours. And as they're going to be the major partner in the horse, Brendan was quite happy for them to have the first crack at him.
Mm. And how are things then in general back at Cambridge after what's been a challenging couple of months? So well into the breeding season now, it's really onwards and upwards, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, the season's gone amazingly well. It's been very wet in New Zealand. As poor people in New South Wales, we feel for them because it never stops raining here. But it's warming up. It's a beautiful day today. We've got 180 foals on the ground. Stallions are going really well. Our racing string is starting to wake up a bit. I mean, we had a near miss with Probabil in Sydney. We would have loved to have her to sort of get up in the flight stakes, but it wasn't to be. But I think we feel that we're starting to be competitive on that racing landscape in Australia. We've got some lovely fillies over there at the moment, probably 15 to 20 with 15 to 20 different trainers, which is quite a challenge in itself. But it's all going well. No, we're really looking forward to next year and getting that Massara report adopted, Joe. That's going to be the key thing for us next year.
Yeah, is that all gathering the momentum it requires to be executed?
I think so. I mean, it's a painfully slow process, and for those who've been clinging to the cliff top by a fingertip for the last 10 years, it's agonising for them. But because it's a government process, Joe, it's not going to be quick, and everything has to be scrutinised. You know, in a country which is extraordinarily over-regulated at government level, they have to look at everything. But I know that the people on the RITA committee, which is headed up with Peter Weller and a couple of other industry heavyweights, they are very confident that by the time they put a new board in place next July, that legislation will be in place and the returns to racing will start to flow, as they did in New South Wales.
Mm. And just on another note, Henry, I'd be interested in your opinion on the rather terrible headlines that permeated through the media here in Australia this week, centred around the Darren Weir charges and the impact that's having on the perception of racing, particularly for the younger generations. I mean, it's a huge concern and, in my opinion, something the industry has to very openly face into and manage the messaging around racing going forward, because this potentially is going to have a detrimental impact on the long-term health of the industry in this part of the world, there's no doubt.
Well, I think it's probably animal welfare is going to be a buzzword, you know, the key word for the next 10 years, Joe, and probably longer than that. I mean, I think for us to maintain relevance, particularly, as you say, in that younger demographic, it has to be the first cab off the rank in terms of what we address in the next 5 years. I mean, I think in Australia, the greyhound debacle, whenever that was 5 or 6 years ago, highlighted the fact that there were processes and practices going on within that industry that were completely unacceptable to people. And, you know, racing horses is no different. I mean, there's a whole lot of question marks around all sorts of practices in horse racing. And, you know, I think in respect of Darren, I think I wouldn't be saying anything about that until the court case is heard, and I don't think it would be fair to pass comment on that. But as a general observation, we absolutely need to be addressing issues of welfare within the racing industry so that we have an answer when people do point the finger and say, what happened there, or what are you doing about this? We have answers for them, and they've got to be viable answers. You know, John Massara's welfare plan from cradle to grave is absolutely something that should be adopted everywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. No doubt.
Yeah, and no doubt it's a big part of the Cambridge strategy, welfare. As you say, it must be the top priority for the industry in general, but people operating small and large-scale businesses in the horse space.
You've got to be able to operate your space, whether it's a stud or a racing stable, on the basis that if an inspector or a member of the public walked into that yard, you would have absolutely no worries about welfare. You wouldn't have a moment's concern about it. It's not good enough to know when the inspector's coming in to tidy things up and make sure that that's not happening and this isn't happening. It's not good enough. Nowadays, we have to be absolutely on our game the whole time. And I think there is a general acknowledgement amongst the management of studs and racing stables and trainers, there isn't absolutely a general acknowledgement that that's got to happen.
Yeah. Henry, thanks for joining us on the program this morning and in particular sharing your views on that very important issue for the industry.
No problem, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Henry Plumtree, a special guest with us this morning on Talking Horses. Cambridge Stud announcing this week that they've purchased a share in the exciting UK sprinter Hello Eumzain, which will eventually, when he retires, stand at Cambridge.